traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't know if it's sensitive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you kill someone?
That's the best answer I've ever
seen. Who am I sitting next to, guys?
Here we go. In
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the galaxy. I'm including the whole solar system. In this superlative, I'm a sicko. We're the best. Number one. Appreciate you, Mike, for the tape.
Just in case.
How are things? George, I was at your house the other day, and I heard you saying to your girlfriend, or rather, your girlfriend saying to you that you're not a big kisser and that she has to beg you to make out. She has to like ask you, like, hey, can we make out now?
Ooh. Yeah.
Georgie.
Ooh, what's up? Dude, she's French, man. So you already know her regular kissing is French kissing.
Oh, right. Okay.
So like, I'll be like, all right, bye, sweetie. I got to go. You know, I'm going to church. And I go, and she's like, you know. And I was like, babe, what? Dude, it's just so much. And she likes to pile the lip gloss.
So it gets over.
I don't like foreign things on my lip unless you're a French Italian girl like her.
Okay, but still.
But then I don't like it. It's too much, bro. It's too much a day. It's she, like, I'm not the normal case. She loves kissing, dog. Like, if she could get it at any point in time.
People have different people have different love styles and different love languages. And for some people, like, kissing and that that physical touch is their love language. I, like you, can't kiss 100,000 times a day. Like, I don't have the time for it. I just don't want to make out with you 100 times. I don't want to do that. So I end up going like with one of these after a little bit of time to like, please, like, let's do a nice kiss before I go to work in the morning.
But she's not offended by that.
I have to apologize a lot.
It's bad, Georgie.
It's bad.
That's your girlfriend.
It's bad.
You show her some love with that.
Bro, I'm giving it all I got. I told her, and I will put it in the most respectful way. Take every single girl that I've ever had in my life, ever, anyone, one night stands, girls like I just met for the first time in an elevator, didn't even have any type of relationship, put all of them together. Their sex drive, 10% of what my girlfriend delivers every single day.
And by the way, after you told me that, I said, I think I'm going to become religious. I'm going to turn to Jesus because you found that, I believe, because of God. And I've been looking for something like that. That's incredible.
She comes down and she starts telling me about my merch. She goes, here, this is the next designs. By the way, I'm going tomorrow to get your dinner ready. And then she starts kissing me. I was like, all right, babe. And then Logan just looks at me and goes, how'd you do it? I go, God.
Amen. I started the Our Father prayer. It is transactional. I get it. You also told me that you've had sex with women you haven't kissed before, but we'll save that for another day. It's fine.
Wow, you're really just throwing me underneath the bus.
You know somebody else who's had sex with people they probably haven't kissed.
Our guest today.
Today's guest.
Yeah,
today's
absolutely. Guest. Yeah, he's a zinger. Our guest today is a man of many talents. He's a pro skateboarder, a mixed martial artist, an auto racer, boxer, singer, and author, and host of his own SiriusXM show, The Jason Ellis Show, for 15 years, but it's the stuff you don't know about him. It makes him really interesting. Let's dive in today. It's Jason Ellis. Wow.
Welcome.
Thanks, mate.
Fuck yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, mate.
You're no stranger to podcasts.
No,
shows.
I'm new to podcasts. said that I had a SiriusXM show. No, I don't. I got fired.
I actually know that. Yeah. So I want you to know.
I should say like I got let go, but I got fired.
I don't write these. You should know that.
No,
I read exactly what my producer Dylan writes. And then also the next one says, just so we're clear, why did they cancel your SiriusXM show?
I was told that it was because of money. And then they fired Jenny McCarthy right after me. So that made me feel better about it. Because at first I thought it was personal because I think everything is personal.
Okay.
I don't understand how I have the number one show besides Howard Stern. And now you're firing me after 15 years. What did I do wrong? That's what I thought. And they were like, you didn't do anything wrong. And I go like, I'm like, you're just saying that so that I don't fly to New York and start headbutting everybody because I know I didn't do anything wrong.
And like, you would do that. Jason.
I'm cheating.
I know you think that, but I'm not. I think
you got a teardrop.
That's not a teardrop. It's a love heart.
From
I love
this angle,
people.
It looks like a teardrop upside down.
Was that because you thought you killed somebody? And then they're like, nah, he's alive. They're like, all right, fix it.
Turn it into a heart.
I got it because I had an A on my face with a heart around it because my ex-wife's name was Andrea. And I figured if I had that, then my dick would never like unleash. And then that didn't even work. So then I got divorced.
Fire. And then you got it covered.
Now it's a black heart because I just love everybody and I don't know what else to put over it. I'm not the guy with the, I don't think I can do the full tribal face or like a number on my head.
Your whole entire body is tatted. If you were to take off your beanie right now, you have tats on your head, on your skull. So
this was because I'm bald. I see the difference, man. You're so ahead of me. I envy you, but I also am like, you've had your time, Jason, so let everybody else have theirs.
Okay.
But if I was you, I'm like, man, I could take pills and it could stay on.
Yeah.
And now you guys are all going to have hair no matter what. And when you're old, and I'm fucked with a wolf stuck on my head because that was the only thing I could come up with besides a wig.
You know they make pills for the dick too, so you didn't even have to get the heart tattoo or the A tattoo.
My dick still works. I don't need pills for that. Actually, I kind of do. I just started. I got a heart condition. Now I have to take some weird pill that like does fuck with my dick, but they give me boner pills, so I'm back. It's okay.
He's back.
Yeah.
We're going to Turkey to fix our hair.
Yep.
It's possible.
You want
to
come with
you
us?
You don't need to. No, but there's no coming back from me, I think. I was told that there's a certain level of bald where you can't come back.
You're Mr. Clean bald. You're squeaky clean.
Yeah, I'm gone.
You're a badass Mr. Clean though.
Thanks, dude. Do you want me to hold your hand like 69?
So I hold it.
So I did your show.
You did.
I did your
and I talked about it with Brendan Sharp. I thought it was I've known you since my kids liked your brother. And I'm like, what are you fucking guys? Show me the video. And I see the video. I'm like, this is like fucking Jackass.
Yes.
You guys don't even know Jackass. I'm friends with Jackass. How can you not fucking know the original? And they're like, buy a sweatshirt. I'm like, all right, I'll buy the sweatshirt. I remember my daughter at one point wanted to be at the front of your house at one point. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? But once again, I understand everybody's get their time to shine and you've got it going.
It's weird. I've had to adopt that mentality now with the new generation of stars. Because you got to understand, I'm not the new
You're
kid.
Old.
I'm a vet.
Fuck.
Swear to God.
He's washed up.
Swear to God.
That's
he's
bad.
Washed up.
The TikTok.
Oh my God. Why am I here? This is so bad. When I was a boy, I used to buy a bicycle. No.
Podcast tip.
Yeah.
Now we're at the zeitgeist on that. So like from a digital creation standpoint, he might not be the best TikToker in the world. But from the podcast standpoint, like you're in the right spot.
Hey, we got some things going on, Jason.
Yeah, no, I've been watching. I'm very happy to be here. The SiriusXM thing was kind of like.
Well, I liked your show a lot.
Hiding me?
It was the most fun I had on all the press bullshit I was doing. I think it was for the fight.
It was. We had a fight the same night.
That's right.
Because at first you were like, oh, the fucking number one show. And I was like, no, it isn't. And you're like, yeah, well, fuck, it's going to be. And I'm like, okay, I can accept that. And then you're like, I'm going to bang it up, beat up everybody. And I was like, you're not going to beat up everybody. As a guy that has fought, who isn't a real fighter, who's trained for a long time to fight with these so-called real fighters, I know that I'm good enough to lose to these real fighters. And you're like, I'm going to beat them all up. I'm like, you're going to get fucking slapped with reality so hard. And then I felt like when you talked to me, we both were like, okay, I know that I'm good. You were like, I know I'm good and I can be better. And I'm like, I believe that. But you also were willing to let me believe that you're not going to be the number one pound for pound boxer in the world. This is a thing that I just really love. And I can totally, that's what I still can't stop. I came with my gear in the truck. I was going to fight you now. Woo! I don't even want to fight you, but I'm like, when will I ever see him again? Hey, brought my shit.
Hey, we can get it after this if you're down, if you're really down.
Yeah.
I sparred today, but I'll go again.
Yeah. I mean, I know so that you're in tip top shape and I'm not, but I don't care. I fought the guy that one of your sparring guys.
Jack.
And he's 1,000 times better than me, but I can live. I've been here. I'm still talking.
Jack hits hard, man.
Right.
Jack hits hard.
The first couple of times, the jab that hit me, I remember looking at my coach going, I thought you said he was going to help me move around.
Yeah.
I feel this was bad.
And he holds it right. He's got the same coach as me. And the way we fight, we hold the right here. And so you see it's coming. You just don't know when. And when it does, it's going to be a fucking bomb if it lands.
Yeah,
and you don't spar a headgear, right?
No.
You're a maniac. You said this on your podcast. I've seen the footage.
I'm going to agree with you. If you say I'm stupid, I just can't see with it on.
If you're a boxer, you you got to be missing some
there's,
marbles.
Listen, there's play. Also, he's not just, a, there's levels to this shit. Did you ever jump El Toro in your years?
Oh, you're talking about street skating?
Yeah.
I'm a vert guy. I'm a mega ramp skateboarder.
But
so
you've, he's taken slams, whether vert, El Toro, whatever the fuck it is, that make boxing look like a fucking, like.
That's not.
In 2001, Ellis set a Guinness World Record for the biggest drop on a skateboard, jumping into a 70-foot skateboard ramp.
It's fake.
It's like crazy.
I mean, I did do that and I did break the record, but the only reason I broke the record is because they offered Danny Way $10,000 and he's like, I'm not doing that for 10 grand, but I know a dude that will. And he called me and then I did it. So he did. That's not, you know what I mean? I knew at the time when I broke the world record that there was this other dude that could destroy it if he wanted to. He just had to give him more money.
You ever checked the thickness of your skull?
Yeah, no, I got a little bit of Fijian in me and I think I've got a bit of a coconut head. So I do eat shots better. That's kind of like,
I'm not even kidding.
Such a bad, it's like, oh, that's a good thing that I've got for me in boxing. It's not like when you get older and you're just like, yeah, man, I can take a shot. It sucks. I'd way rather be the guy that's always making you miss. Like all the videos I watch of all the people I like, you know, the Canelos in the world. And then I get in there and I'm like, fucking hell, man. That's not what I plan to do.
Okay. Put on a headgear.
Look, here's my thing with headgear. Every time I go under and I look up, I can't see you.
You can't see.
And I end up popping up in the wrong spot. I'm like, hey, and I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. Just, I like when they skim by my forehead. They catch the headgear.
Your egg-shaped head.
It's a weird, I know.
It sucks to hit it at the wrong angle.
Can you believe that?
Bullshit.
I swear to God, when I was your age, I was handsome.
Wait, what are you saying about what's wrong with you now?
It's just that chewed up vibe, you know?
Bro, there's a lot of girls who like, we talk about this all the time. And there's lot of girls in LA that fuck with that smells like beer, spit head, like fucked up beard,
cool,
like tattoo.
Cool, I get to like have sex with vomit women.
No. By the way, no, they share.
I love stingy beer cigarette bitches, listen, man. That's my favorite.
They're not them. The guys do, and those girls share that. Those guys and Logan Paul. Like, different people.
My wife is completely covered in tattoos and her and all her friends are all bisexual weirdos. So yeah, I know it's a good pocket to be in, but I don't think it's what I would call attractive. I just think it's a look.
You're the bad boy.
Yeah, but it's such bullshit. I'm terrified.
Of what?
Of you finding out that I'm a little boy. And
you're
I'm
not,
you're terrified.
Not, you're not a little, I'm not buying it.
I've just worked hard to be scary, but in actual fact, that's why I'm so scary, because I'm so scared. You know what
Mike
I'm saying?
Mike Tyson said the same thing.
So there you go, man.
Literally.
I mean, I'll do stuff where my life is on the line. I'll risk shit. I'll feel it. Like if we're going to fight, I'll feel it. If I'm going to do a stunt, I'll feel it. But I don't know. It makes me feel closer to being normal because I've been in that my whole life. As I feel like I had to fight to face it. And now that I've faced it, I don't know what else to do with myself. I'm just always like, I'm going to go through a wall of fire. Like, and that's my new thing. I've been trying to set myself on fire because I'm like, wow, this shit's crazy. You can go through it. It doesn't really burn you.
Yeah.
Every time I do it.
It burns you.
Yeah, but you get pumped. You're like, hey, man, we're going to go through walls of fire. Who knows what will happen? It's exciting.
Jason, I'm going to ask you a question. Just
who are you?
I
agree.
Jason Ellis.
Who are you?
When he came in, I said, the show today, I go, yo, here's how you should look at this podcast. You've got I'm the drug guy. You want to talk heroin, you want to talk crack cocaine or BMX or action sports, that's me. You want to talk fighting, that's him. You want to talk Christianity and relationships, that's him.
Wow.
So like, just know where to go.
Christianity.
Yeah.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool. But I'm a sneaky Christian. Like,
aren't they all?
Check underneath your table real quick.
It's a fucking handgun.
Yeah, sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Must be funny to try to get a fucking addict to relapse on live television.
See, that's
right,
the type of Christian I am.
You're an evil Christian. Yeah. I can get down with evil Christians. That sounds pretty good.
See, we're all evil. I just ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. Hail Satan.
What?
I didn't hear anything. What'd you hear, George?
Bro, listen to me. You're not gonna drink. You're not gonna eat.
I mean, I technically could.
Are you really a sober guy?
I'm clean, but
you're gonna drink that?
I'm not gonna drink that.
Wow.
You're sober, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's like.
I smoke weed.
So we both have a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I'll go out, I'll have a drink here and there. I took all of last year off, 2020. Okay. Had the best year of my life. But now occasionally I'll have a sip. I'm not gonna do it today.
I'm out.
No booze.
None.
You do crazy shit.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Yeah, why'd you stop?
It's not good for me. But apparently it's not good for people when they get older. And I think maybe I overdid it when I was younger or something.
How long have you been sober?
Not that long, like 6 months.
Did you find...
But I was already not on that thing anymore. Like I would have a couple of wines and I was like, man, I don't even know if that works for me anymore. Mm. But it was definitely, I stopped partying a long time
ago. Any like behavior that would follow that you didn't like or your friends would tell you?
It's past that. When I had kids, I kind of started to grow up. But yeah, obviously I did too much coke when I was younger. And then I moved back to Australia and did a bunch of heroin. Then I moved off heroin, started doing a bunch of ecstasy. Then slowly but surely stopped doing e-bombers, drink way more, smoke weed all day. And then be like, man, drinking a lot. And then slowly stopped drinking.
Are you from Connecticut?
No.
What? You sound like Mike. So I just wanted to know. If
that's
you guys
how that is.
Place. Did you? Well, I did a decade of it, right? So did. Yeah. But did you find that?
Yeah, well.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What are you?
Who did more drugs? Who did more drugs? Who did? 36.
Oh, wow. You look great.
Thank you so much. I think the heroin preserved my skin.
I can do that.
Did you find that or did you think that drinking could potentially lead you back to other shit?
It used to.
Yeah, it used to
leave. That was like my first gay shit as well. Every time I get super wasted, then I'd get some e-bombers and then I'd be okay with some dude blowing me.
So are you comfortable with saying ecstasy made you gay?
No.
You're not comfortable.
I'm gay. That's what made me gay.
Well, you're bisexual.
I thought you're bi.
Yeah, whatever.
When did you-
The same?
I just don't care. Like, I mean, obviously I'm married to a woman, but yeah, I feel like if you're, what am I, a pansexual? Is that more- If you want to get on the nail, but it's I'm like, if you're kind of gay, you're kind of gay. I'm a little bit gay.
If you had to break it down.
More straight.
More straight.
Yeah.
Is that why you married a woman? Or do you have an open relationship if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
But did you also figure out that you found out at some point that you liked anal stimulation?
That's my wife.
I have it in my notes.
So I was going to ask
you. My wife made me more gay than I ever was.
No, but let me ask you this.
I'm serious. I couldn't get a finger in there.
But is there a chance you were just
What? What's he reading?
I read this.
What is it?
The time he had 5 or 6 orgasms while being worked with a vibrating anal sex toy.
Yeah, my wife did that. So, you know, I mean, if you want to... That's what I'm saying, man. It's like, gay's uncool or whatever. Well, I had 5
now,
orgasms,
man.
And then I shot one after that with this toy that she did something in my ass.
But,
I don't know nothing
but
about
that's
it.
What I'm asking.
As soon as that happened, I was like, okay, I need to know more about anal. How the fuck did you do that? How come, wait, you're saying guys have it and girls don't have it in their butt? I didn't know anything about that stuff. And then when I figured it out, then the toys, and then, you know, shit escalates.
So that's what I'm asking. So you, but there is a stimulation or a ecstasy gland for men in that region. And so a lot of guys have explored there. I mean,
you get your prostate milked by you can get it by a doctor, right?
That's the shtick.
Exactly, right?
That's it.
So if it makes you come from touching there, how's that bad?
It's not bad. How did
Can I ask the logistics of that orgasm?
That one that I wrote about? Because that's the first one where I was like, what the fuck was
that? Because you're not ejaculating coming. No. You're talking about a different type.
I felt like I'm like, wait, okay, now I'm going to like come or whatever. And I'm like, wait, what was that? Like a wave hit me. And then I'm like, what the fuck was that? And then I'm like, oh shit, another one. I'm like, okay, now I'm really going to come. And it happened like, I lost count.
But no ejaculate.
And then the final one, like it felt like five or six in where I did.
This sounds like ejaculation.
No, this sounds like
legitimate injection.
So how did it go from that? Because listen, ass play
it's probably pretty heavy, right?
No, I'm honestly just sitting here thinking about it. I'm
really
like,
tweaked.
I'm just like, he's like, from the beginning of this podcast to now, you've dove into all of that.
Well,
like
it's going to get even deeper.
Did you hear what I said in the intro? He's a man of many talents.
Yeah. Sucking dick too, huh?
So that's what I'm about, that, and that's what I want to ask you about, bro.
Not everybody.
Yes.
We can knock you out, suck you off. Okay, come on.
Yes. You can do it all. Fuck. A man of many talents.
Do it all. There it is.
This is fantastic.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to just ask about the fucking journey.
Yeah.
From did it start with a female anal pleasure and then roll from there?
Yeah.
Because that shit is getting hotter. All the time. Girls are giving rim jobs to dudes.
Yeah, I used to talk about it on the show all the time. Ass. I was a big like guy that was trying to argue that you weren't gay if a girl did you with a strap on. And even if you were, like everyone needs to fucking get past it. Like it's
do you still believe that?
That everyone needs to get past it? Yeah.
Where
that part, yes.
That's why I'm talking about
the former.
That's why I have a pink Jeep. I'm doing this for all the straight people out there that are lying. You fucking liars.
But where's the line?
Like every now and then you touch a dick. So what? God, girls make out with each other and you're like, hey. Jesus makes you fucking weird about two guys making out. It's stupid.
Well, in his defense, should just fucking, there's a lot of religions that are the same way.
They all should be fucked too. They're all stupid too.
Okay, as long as we're all together. Okay, everybody. That's all I ask.
Sorry, everybody. Yeah, everybody should be allowed to make out with anybody, and we should all just sort of calm down.
Hey, I'm with you.
I know. I've
fucking podcast.
I heard you do. I know.
Fuck yeah, I'm with you.
I know.
I didn't suck that dick. I didn't suck that dick.
I know you sucked a fake dick.
My guy said no judgment.
But you were sucking a fake dick to try to say, hey, kids, what's so bad about sucking? Look,
that's what happened. I took advantage of it.
All right. I thought you were doing something that was positive. That's what I thought.
Thank you. Yeah, get over it.
I was talking about the first part. You fit in perfectly on this podcast because, like, if one person. No, how old are you?
49.
Perfect. We're like the same fucking age.
Because
when one person asks a question, it usually detours about 18 different ways. But back to the journey.
Yeah.
So where is the line drawn between exploratory heterosexual activity and homosexuality? So I asked that question, you know, from personal experience. I've had some ass eating done on me. I've had some play in that department because I fuck around with some women that play around with that kind of shit, right? But whenever they wanted to get objects out and start pegging me, I've always said no.
Yeah.
That's not my vibe. And I have nothing against it. I just don't want an object in my asshole.
Fair enough.
So my question is this. Where is the line drawn in your eyes? Or is there like, how does that work?
Where's the line in my ass?
Yes.
There is no line in my ass. Well, everything can go in there.
It's all.
Yeah.
That's fire.
What's the woman's point of view? Is she even more attracted to you? I think a lot of guys would think, oh, this makes me look like effeminate.
That's the other thing. It's not all awesome. There's a lot of girls that are like, oh, wow, really? That's disgusting. And that's also fair. You know, not all girls want to see that happening. It's a certain kind of girl. And to me, I've found that kind of girl is usually the girl that I'm looking for anyway. I'm not like, I don't want to judge somebody for being like a little sweetie or something, but I'm not, I fuck. Like something evil is happening. I have to look at you.
Don't look deep in my eyes when you say that.
It's evil.
Fuck.
It's some fucking shit. It's some mayhem. Everybody's going to be coming and fucking and blood and shit everywhere.
That's crazy.
You know?
You're living a totally different sex life than
you'll get there. Because you seem like, I mean, everything you do so far is just like a better version of me. So that means you'll probably like be the gayest guy ever. Probably like,
I've heard this. My friends have the theory.
I've seen it.
You probably have implants of dicks so that people, like, people can sit on you at all times.
People tell me. People tell me. I mean,
big ones out here.
But I don't.
Are you like a sex crazed guy or you got that under control?
It's under control.
I'm just trying to read the room because I know that everybody, if they cringe or duck or look away, then I know that you're a sex fiend.
I told him if he ever came out to me, I wouldn't be surprised, but also would not be surprised if he did it.
I don't think he's gay. I just thought maybe you were, you know, it's weird to try to fight Floyd Mayweather and shit. You've got a lot of testosterone, I would assume.
Yeah.
Some people have control over that. Sometimes that means you just want to fuck everything.
I've made comments like about all this before and I've been told that I can be this and can't be this. So this is risky territory for me.
What are you saying? Right?
Yeah.
When I had the scandal.
Yeah.
Are you talking about gay for a week or something?
Yeah. People kind of told me like, yo, you're either born gay or you're not. And I took it as like, oh, so
that's what it is. You offended some people.
Yeah.
I offended some people. What's new?
It's very easy to offend the gay community. As somebody who's very new to it, I've had a lot of support, but I've also noticed that almost anything you say where you have an opinion, it can offend somebody.
Why it offended me that I offended people was because like I'm an ally and I've always been an ally.
And maybe they misunderstood.
I slipped up on a verbiage thing and I really just felt bad about it. And then I spent the next like, I don't know, forever just trying to like not slip up. And so I don't want to say the wrong thing here.
That was a different time though, too. That was just post getting out of the Tokyo. I was at the show when he filmed it. I've been with this kid for years. And there was a much different time where he couldn't say anything. Now we could say some fucking shit, dude. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk about exploratory and the idea of potentially being bisexual or gay in the future, and somebody wants to say, oh, Logan Paul, you actually can't say that. You don't have our support to say that. The good thing now is you can say, well, I don't fucking need your support. Yeah, I didn't ask you for support or lack thereof.
I'm just the dude who, although impossible, and although I say the complete opposite of this, you know, I do like to try to appease everyone and not doing a great job of it all the time, but I've gotten better. And
I like that you can admit it.
Yeah, that is self-aware.
Halfway there, man. Because that's how I am. Sometimes I care about stuff that's stupid.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You got your Twitter followers. I'm like, oh man, I lost some. What the fuck?
Nah.
Did you actually read that, Jason? Yeah, I did. I'm a loser.
At this point in my life, Who knows what's going to happen, but at this point in my life, I'm pretty fucking sure that I'm straight as an arrow, but maybe you're right.
I like your angle on, you don't seem like somebody that would frown upon somebody for being gay or trans, and that's all you need.
Of course.
I just care about the kids, man. There's young guys out there and young girls that they're not sure what they are. And they need people like me to be like, yeah, I do it. And I don't give a shit. It seems pretty normal to me, so that they can be like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty normal.
Yeah,
and don't get all weird about yourself. You don't need to take drugs. You don't need to fucking hurt yourself. You're fine. You're just like maybe a little fruity. It's cool.
Let me ask you something. Completely different topic.
Good.
I don't know if it's sensitive.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did you kill someone?
That's the best answer I've ever
seen. Who am I sitting next to, guys?
What the fuck?
That laugh.
What the fuck is that?
That laugh made me feel like yes.
Long story short, yes.
Who says that?
You did not kill someone.
What the fuck?
I didn't write it. Please don't kill me. I didn't fucking write it. He asked.
You have an answer.
You're not going to tell me?
No.
No, you're not answering or no, you didn't?
No, I didn't. What is that? What? Wait, am I on? Are the police coming?
Why did you put that in there?
This is your deposition. We got him. So in our research, there's a story online. Do you know about this? Mm-mm. There's a story online about like an accidental murder involving an MMA fighter named Jason Ellis. Some guy was filming an MMA fighter named Jason Ellis. Mm. You're also an MMA fighter named Jason Ellis.
I'm a skateboarder named Jason Ellis.
Yeah.
You do events with fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, someone was filming this character and Jason Ellis turned around and punched him and apparently he like never woke up. And that's, you're telling me it's not you, just a simple.
I'm telling you something, for sure.
Just a slip up.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's saying the person's just still sleeping. Like they never woke up, not like dead.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, I would have.
I'm not the only one who thought my
somebody
producer
would have,
and I
would have gone to court, right?
No.
Yeah,
no,
they probably would have at least called her.
Like the authorities would have at least called me.
Yeah.
They cleared the guy.
Oh, I got off.
You got off.
Well, then what are you fucking accusing me for? I got off.
I was going to ask you like how you felt.
I mean, I'm glad he lived. I'm not a murderer. All right.
No.
Let's do some podcasting. I can subscribe my podcast.
Which you have now.
That's right. The Jason L. Show. And I got a Hawk show coming out. I can't wait for that thing, man.
A what show?
Hawk versus Wolf. Me and Tony have got a podcast together.
Oh, cool.
So I'm super excited about that.
Wait, Tony.
Hawk. Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Hawk.
Yeah. He's going to be on here.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to talk to Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah. You guys were going to come on together, right? And then we split the episodes?
Yep.
Cool. Very
way
legendary.
Cooler for me. Now I exist.
No.
Would have been tough, you know? He's pretty good.
I think you'd outshine him.
He's got a lot of cool shit.
Yo, Jason. Yeah. Did you make fucking money skateboarding? Because we've been talking.
Yeah, but I partied it and stuff.
Gone?
Well, I bought a house and then I had an agent and a manager and a business manager in the same bit, like the same business. I'm one of these people. That's the other thing. You have business. I have none. I never was a business person. So in skateboarding, I made a lot of money. And my business manager just ran my bank account and everything. I guess I didn't pay taxes for like 5 or 6 years.
So
when I bought a house, then I had to pay off the back taxes. So I've started again like maybe 4 or 5 times in my life, make a lot of money, and then I get married. I got an ex-wife. She took the first big chunk, and then the business manager took the other one. And then this time around, I was finally on top of things. And then Sirius were like, fuck you.
Damn.
I grew up on-
Now I got to start all over again, but that's what I kind of do, so it's not a big deal.
I grew up on action sports. BMX, yeah. You know, Dave Mirra, obviously, yeah. And Hoffman.
You know he fought, right?
I didn't. I know he-
He boxed at one of my events.
Oh, fire.
He was super into it, dude. What's just his name? Like you. Dave Mirra. Like the number one gold. Oh, no, sorry. He's the second most gold medals in BMX.
He passed now. Really, really sad. Really sad day for action sports.
Ellis Mania?
Yeah, he fought at Ellis Mania against Brian Deegan, the freestyle motocross guy. So it was a professional BMX guy against a freestyle moto.
Oh,
dude.
Sick.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
It's kind of like rough and rowdy, right?
Yeah.
But with fighters. Like these guys are all fighters.
No. Rough and rowdy's kind of like Ellis Mania. Like when I saw that, I was like, oh, cool. Where'd
but
you
I'm
get
saying
that
everyone
idea?
In Ellis Mania is kind of. Oh.
No, you can't fight. Everybody at Ellis Mania is because I had a pro fight, and when I was on the radio, I said to everybody, this pro MMA fight I had changed my life. Like the cutting weight and the training and the camp and knowing this dude's going to try and kill me. I'm a skateboarder. This is a whole life-changing thing to me. So I told everybody on the radio, maybe not everybody, but most people need to have a fight in their life. And it's going to make you like know more about yourself. You're going to be a better person by having a fight. The only difference is, you know, you don't want to have a fight where you can get really hurt. Like I can organize a fight where I got 16 ounce gloves. I watch you all shadow box and work. So I know that there's nobody way out better than anybody else. And then they just bash each other for 3 rounds. And it's kind of like Fight Club. So a lot of fans were thanking me for this experience. So to me, Ellis Mania was only about, if you listen to the show, then you can be in it. And then you can train. And then I'll get you a fight against a guy who sucks as bad as you. And you guys can bash yourselves.
How much of the fighting stuff came as a result of being in action sports?
Oh, 100%.
Because that culture is one of just like, yo, let's like, if a fight pops off, everybody's fucking each other. Like it's a,
I didn't think that. I just thought in skateboarding, there's a lot of pain and a lot of fear you have to overcome. And fighting is similar.
Yeah.
Where it's a lot of work, but once you're doing it, you're out of your body.
For some reason. Because I grew up doing like
wrestled, right?
Pogo stick tricks. Yeah. But
pogo stick tricks.
Sorry. You, that was a weird pivot. I wrestled. I'm talking about when I wasn't wrestling. Stop. Listen. I did. Guys, I went to Woodward.
No, wait, you went to Woodward with a pogo stick?
Yes.
No, get the fuck out of here.
Stop. And a unicycle.
I'm out.
No.
You're lying.
Hold up. Guys.
No, you didn't.
What? You never told me this.
Yo, there's a small subset, a community of unicyclists.
Nope, no shot.
Who go to Woodward. And they do tricks on their unicycles. I did it because I did the BMX stuff. I was okay at it.
You know why?
I did the skateboard stuff. I was okay at it.
Yeah, no, it's suspicious.
Jason,
I got me. Guys,
can you imagine Cloud?
You can't really say fuck you. You're a fucking.
My unicyclist.
You're a unicyclist.
He's sweating. He's sweating.
You don't have any running.
I fuck with y'all.
You don't. There's only, what do you got? Like 7 unicycle friends right now that are like, oh, go get him, Logan. fucking, you suck. You lie.
No, yo, I'll tell you why.
There was gymnastics, skateboarding, BMX,
and fruit booting.
No.
Rollerblading.
Yeah. But you didn't even roll. I feel like Pogo's thinking,
bro, can you imagine if you went into cloud?
I've done it all, and I fucked myself up beyond measure. No, on the bike, on the rollerblades, doing the skateboards. Fucked myself up. Yeah. And I was always afraid to get back on. That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
I would injure myself to a point where I'd have PTSD and be too scared to try the trick again.
Breaking shit?
Yes.
Okay.
I broke my arm. I'd tear my muscles. Like 3 to 4 month recoveries on each one. It just got ridiculous.
That's fair. I mean, so, if you don't love it that much, it's fair.
So at what point is the pain too much? Is it not worth it?
And there's no pain. It's all worth it. I loved it more than anything I've ever loved in my life. Like my kids, and when skateboarding hit me, it was, all I thought about all day was skateboarding. I'm not even a fucking athlete. I'm not talented. I just skateboarded so much and thought, that's why I know this for a fact. You don't have to be talented. I had two friends that were, one was fat and the other one was obese, and they were better than me for the first 5 years of us skating together. And I used to make fucking half pipes out of my mashed potatoes. If anybody asked me any fucking questions, it just went, skateboarding. Wait, you're not talking about skateboarding? Fuck off. I didn't understand.
That's
anybody,
how we are about
why, no, but why is it? And why then, was it like that? Because I was the same way with BMX. When I rode BMX, it was the only thing I fucking cared about.
If you're a little bit tweaked.
In Connecticut.
If you're by yourself a lot.
It's a culture. It's a culture of skating and BMX. And
it's
even
your friend.
It's your best friend.
It's your everything. Yeah. Like I don't know what I would have done without it. And then it taught me all that work. And then I got good at it. In one day, I learned like 10 tricks. So from one day to the next day, I was as good enough to be pro. Just overnight, I learned all this shit. Like a miracle happened. And I'm like, it's not a fucking miracle. I was there all day, every day. Going. That's why I keep thinking boxing, I'm not that good. And I'm like, you know what? If I had it, I'm too old, but I still learn more shit because my brain put in the hours, and then all of a sudden I go, oh shit, you could step that. Oh man, I did not even think of that. Mm. So there's always new, that's why I love fighting. It fills the void of not being a pro skateboarder. And a skateboarder on a ramp, I skated with Tony the other day. My brain wants to do stuff that my body's like, dude, if you do that, you're fucking dead.
How is he still doing it?
I filmed some shit the other day where we were skating and he's like, you going? I'm like, hang on a minute, man. Kind of tired. He's like, well, I don't want to go. I'm kind of tired. I'm like, wow, this is like old people on a skateboard. We're like old people right now. So it's not exactly what it used to be.
But fuck y'all for talking shit about pogo stick tricks.
Can you imagine if you walked into Lot 8? Remember Lot 8 at fucking Woodward was like the most famous warehouse with the resi pit and the foam pit and shit in Pennsylvania? Mm. Did you go there when you were?
Yeah. Skateboard, not a pogo stick.
Right. Can you imagine you walked in, there's people doing unicycle tricks, juggling?
No.
Never happened.
I don't believe it.
I can't believe you've never heard of these folks. The legends. They'll ride on a pole, rail thin.
Oh, they'll ride on a pole.
They'll ride on a rail, pole thin. on their unicycles down a pier.
Is this like some sort of, are you fucking with me?
You don't know about the unicycle trickists?
I mean, is this like a pro skateboard?
One of the first things I ever bought with money I made.
You mean the thing?
Was a $500.
You bounce up and down?
That's a pogo stick. Yeah.
That's what you did?
Yeah. I did tricks. Also caught my penis in it one time. And to this day.
How would it?
That's too much information. There's a little scar there. There's a little scar there. Yeah. And you can, and I had a girlfriend ask me, you know, cause girlfriends, like eventually when you get comfortable, enough, inspect your dick. Yeah. She said, what is that? By the way, I'm just noticing that now that I have a microscope and you're chilling in bed and it's 10 a.m. and I'm just inspecting your penis without you knowing. I said, glad you asked. Pogo stick accident. Jumping up and down. Pee-pee got caught in the rib of the...
In the spring.
Right in between the spot. Bing. Couldn't pee for 3 days. Had to sit in a bathtub to soak.
Ew.
To soak and let it, you know, de-swell. And then I had to go pee. It was the first time my dad ever heard me swear. I peed. Nothing was coming out. It's building up. The pressure was building. I said, holy fuck. And my dad, instead of like being worried, he goes, what the fuck did you just say? I was like, nothing. Then it came out.
I have two dick stories. One, like,
I thought you were going to say you had two dicks.
And one,
I really did too.
I wouldn't want it.
Okay.
No.
One gross and one like just funny. Which one's better?
Gross.
Are you sure?
Do funny. Do funny. Do funny.
Yeah.
So in skateboarding a long time ago in Texas in a skateboard contest, I somehow managed to do a trick where I was falling. I was going backwards and I lost my balance and somehow I fell and I whipped out and landed on my stomach on the transition going backwards and my dick was to the side and I hit my hip bone, squashed my knob into the ramp. At this, and I said, because I had more of an Australian accent, I said, "Oh, me knob's on fire." And then everybody called me knob's on fire for like 5 years. Everybody in skateboarding is like, "Hey, it's me knob's on fire." And I'm like, "Oh, man, fuck."
That's awesome. And a word from our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. They offer a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online. Their licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredients and strength for your prescription. If you don't like swallowing pills, that's no problem because they're chewable. They're made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from any extra confidence, it's time to go to BlueChew.com for more details. Here's a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use the promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Logan to receive your first month of free. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring the podcast. Back to the program.
You got it. Man, not to take it and just keep it here, but you have a lot of like pretty crazy stories, and one of which on this list, we were talking about this in the last episode. I slept with my stepmom's best friend for a while.
Oh.
She attacked you at a party with like a bat or sexually?
No, sexually. Her sister did too, same party. So I think I was 16 at the time, and I think it was a Christmas party, and they're all drunk. People pass out. I didn't know that one of the sisters has broken up with her husband, but I'm friends with the husbands. One of the women has changed my diaper when I was a kid because she was best friends with my stepmom.
So oh, that's a different
she's known
kind
me
of
since
sick.
I was a little kid. So the first one is on the couch burying her head in my crutch and I'm like, wait, is she like nuzzling her face like she's trying to suck me off? And I'm like, and I was scared. I was like, oh my God.
Me knob's on fire.
Me knob's on fire.
So I tried to duck out of there because I was scared I was going to get caught. And then the other one took me into, she was staying in the spare room in my parents' house, just took me in there and we boned. And then I went back to my room. And
were you one of those dudes that was like your height and you looked exactly like you do now at 16?
At 16, like no difference.
You look like a boy?
Look like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's
then
wrong
her sister
us, right?
fucked me. Then her youngest sister fucked me as well, called me at a nightclub.
Wait, you had train ran on you by the family?
In a nightclub, emergency call for Jason Ellis. And I'm like, somebody's hurt.
Yeah.
So I get to the phone and it's this chick saying, I've got a taxi. I'm coming to pick you up. I'm taking you back to this person's house the other sister that I sleep with. And on the way back, she was like, let's just stop at the beach.
Wow.
And like hook up. And I'm like, oh my God. So
sorry, how old at the time?
That was 17.
And you're 17, just hanging out at the nightclub, like normal 16, 17 year olds.
I used to get drink cards because I was sponsored because a skateboarder. Chase's Hard and Fast nightclub. I used to get fucking drink cards.
I wonder if they were at dinner. Like why did they're at dinner, right? The sisters and the mom, and they're like, yo, we should all try to fuck Jason. What do you guys say? How does something like that happen?
No, I think they all thought they would try to fuck me, and I don't think any of them knew. Because I know that the one that I had sex with on the beach, she told me not to tell her older sister when I got there.
They were doing it for the clout.
Maybe you were good looking.
I think I was just really good looking. Yeah.
Oh, you think that's what it was?
And super easy.
Well, you looked exactly the same as
and
you
I,
now.
And this is a really gross theory, but I think I'm super, I've been molested when I was a kid. A couple people got me. So I feel like I have that thing. People see it. It's easier to read. Like guys have tried to take me from school before. I've been molested by a couple people when I was like really young. And then I feel like these women prey, it's a woman, it doesn't matter if it's a woman or a man, they prey on gullible fucking idiots. And I feel like I'm a gullible kid that just believes in stuff like that. That's how, I feel like that's how I, that's my theory on those women, because that was damage. Like, I felt like I treated women a different way for the first 10 years of my dating life, because I just figured everybody wanted to fuck. That's all you want. And then they're like, no, I want to go out with you. And I'm like, what? That makes no sense. So I think I was like a shithead for a long time, because I was just always on the bone, you know?
How do you get out of that?
You like me? Do you want to? You must want to fuck then. Like, it's hard for me to understand how you wouldn't want to fuck.
Yeah, but if that was the environment and that's how you were nurtured.
But when it starts, but I'm saying when it happens when you're a kid, like even when you know it, it still feels right.
Okay.
Like, I still fight it. Sometimes, still to this day, women are nice to me and I go, she's trying to fuck me? And then I go to myself, no, you fucking loser. Like, she's just no, nice. Not everybody's trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like a little instinct thing. Don't trust people.
The molestation story. Have you opened up about it?
Yeah. I'm a babysitter and then my dad as well. But I had, I didn't recollect it until I was 23 and I took a bunch of acid and some speed. And after a skateboard demo, I had the hotel pool. I wouldn't get out. So my girlfriend at the time just let me stand in the pool. And apparently I was so wasted, I had an imaginary friend. And an imaginary friend told me that my father molested me. So I'm sitting there going, what? He what? And my chick is just watching this shit. And then she finally gets me to bed, calls my mom the next day. My mom goes, well, I thought he forgot that.
No fucking
way. He was only three. And it was, you know, he said thought it was his dad. But, you know, the babysitter had red hair. So we put it down to the babysitter. And then I think like 2 days later, I'm back at my father's house. And I come out of my bedroom. I had a room there where I would stay because I was already living in America half the time. So I come out of the room and he's like, do you think you got molested? And I was like, yeah. He's like, you think it was me? And I was like, nah. And he's like, oh. And then I just walked out, got on a train, went to the ramp, and we never spoke about it again. So I never really thought about it because I really tried not to think about it. When I recall that, I was like, mm-mm. Because I remember watching Oprah and shit and going, man, those poor kids, they'll be so fucked up. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm one of them? What the fuck? Damn. I thought you guys said I was golden when I was a kid. Like, nothing bad happened to me. And then I think I all of a sudden started to open that part of my brain up where I saw more of that stuff happen, more of the story. Then I went and saw a doctor and did MDMA therapy. And then they run you through all the, like, you remember all this stuff. And that was just fucking.
Where'd you do that?
He came to California and did it at my house. You're
trying to think of the right way to tell the story without fucking causing trouble.
No, I'm not going to say his name, I don't care.
For sure.
But so yeah, I did ayahuasca. I've done all these things of therapy, everything to try and be normal. Because in the end, I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be awesome. And then when I got little success and shit, I was like, you know what? I actually just want to be really happy. And I feel like I'm an angry, dark motherfucker who has done a lot of things. But most of the time when I'm not doing those things, I'm pretty dark. And I was like, I don't want to live like that anymore. I want to be like, happy guy.
Did the MDMA therapy help with that?
Yeah.
What was the diagnosis that they told you they were trying to address with MDMA? Was it PTSD?
He steers you through it. And then at the end of it, the trick is for the doctor is when at the end of it, after you've seen all this stuff happen and you're emotionally fucked up from realizing all this stuff has happened, then he like lets the story go further, shows you what my father went through, what he was thinking, how fucked up he is and what he's dealing with. And in the end, by the time he was done, I was feeling sorry for my dad. And I know that's like some people feel like that's so fucked up, but it makes it easier for me to, because he's gone and I don't want to have any, I don't want any have any hate left in me that I can't even direct at anybody. Like, he's not even here. Like, get the fuck over it. Like, enough of the victim, get over it. And I feel like the doctor putting that twist on it at the end where I was like, yeah, he is fucked up. Like, it's his fucking deal. I don't have to do this anymore. I don't do it to my fucking kids. So that's it. Mm. I'm out.
It was his burden to bear.
Yeah. So I just felt like it wasn't overnight, but over a few weeks of just keep running it through my head because that shit sticks. And then I felt like I got past it. I got like, I don't really think about it that much anymore. Like, I know what happened, but like today's a great day, you know? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Did that offer you like a tremendous level of peace, immediately calm? Like, did you feel different than you had felt for the past however many decades?
Yeah. Yeah, my wife could tell too. just lightened up.
Wow.
Same as talking about being gay, dude. Lighten me up. Made me happy. Talking about the Howard Stern show, people are like, oh, no. I feel happier.
Good.
Like when I'm not around people, which is, you know, most of our fucking life when we're in here,
yeah.
I'm happy. It used to be, it was just always Slayer going on in my head. Sorry. Fucking.
Did you see? He's like, I don't know what Slayer is.
You don't know what Slayer is?
He doesn't.
The band, Slayer.
Oh, of course. The 80s rock band.
The 80s rock band.
I love that you tried.
Yeah, it was a good show.
You tried.
You don't even know what it is.
No, no,
that's awesome. You know what it stands for? Satan laughs as you eternally rot.
Oh.
Pretty metal, right?
Very metal.
Damn.
But you like that.
Slayer.
Right? You didn't know that?
No, I also thought they were an 80s rock band.
Can I ask you?
Oh, no.
I'm going to pee on that note.
No, don't. You sit in that fucking chair.
I have to piss so bad.
Piss in the bottle.
There's
Bro, listen.
You got executively shut the fuck down. That was awesome. Good for you. It's a very special show. Very powerful. I get that. You got a lot more to lose. Don't pull your dick out. Good call.
You know, if I didn't look over there, I was about to do it.
I got to remember to take her advice.
I was about to do it.
My dick would have been out. Yeah.
The only problem is it can't fit in the bottle, though.
Fucking spin some shit, son.
That's a fucking lie. What were you about to say? You're about to ask something.
Only reason I'm confident to ask you this is because you are in an amazing place right now.
Mm.
And when I was talking to you, when we started talking about this, it threw me off completely because I didn't think you went through something like that. And a lot of people don't open up about it or talk about it. But there's a lot of people that struggle with that and they're too scared to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
How would you get somebody who's listening right now that's dealing with that and they're too scared to bring that up? Because if you talk about it, then it's real. Like, I don't want
but it is real.
You just said it's dark in here. So is that what you say?
Yeah, you got to face it. Like, the sooner, I feel like when you don't face it, it becomes way bigger than what it is. And then when you eventually face it, you say to yourself, what the fuck was I doing wasting all that time, not just facing the reality of what I am? Because I feel like everybody, especially these days with your Instagram and shit, everybody looks so sweet, you know? But that's not, people get down. People have bad days. Like, even Ben Affleck probably, oh wait, he has shitty days all the time. I just realized. It's bad. You know what I mean?
Even Ben Affleck.
I would say Logan Paul probably has a bad day. Bad hour. Then you patch it up. You had a bad day?
I'm blessed to say I probably have maybe like between 5 and 10 bad days per year. It's minimal, man. It's minimal. Blessed.
Good for you.
Thanks. Yeah, not a lot to complain about. I also think I got predisposed. Like, I really do believe I got predisposed to some genetic through line of happiness.
That's fucking awesome.
I really do. Yeah.
You're making it work, dude. I like what you're doing.
Well, it's also easier. I have to acknowledge it's a bit easier when, like, you're always optimistic and happy and believe anything is capable or possible.
Your parents seem like they got divorced, right? But they don't like make it your problem.
No,
they seem like they still all hang.
It was my problem at the time for sure.
They handled each other pretty well, it looks like, or did they not?
Not at the time. Now, yeah. Okay. Did your parents get divorced?
Yeah.
Did you have your parents trying to convince you to take their side?
Yeah.
At what age?
Super unprofessional.
The worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
Yeah. When you become a father and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Did you guys really do
the worst.
That?
I was like 7, right? And they're like turning me against my own parent.
My mother had her friends all talk to me about how bad my father was.
My uncle did that. Sat me in a room. Badgered me.
Not cool,
for like an hour. I'm 8. Yeah, your dad. I'm like, dude, I'm in third fucking grade. If I was my size now. God damn.
All that boxing and you throwing elbow.
I know, right? I got confused.
He's meant
for MMA,
guys. Are you going to do that? Because
you can wrestle.
Yeah, eventually. I feel like I'll be good. Dude.
What was that shit with Paul Acosta? How'd you feel when you rolled with him?
Felt good. I had rolled around in probably 5 years, and we were rolling on the mat. And I was like, oh shit, like I'm actually good at this shit. Except I noticed, and every time I do jujitsu or wrestling,
you do jujitsu.
Yeah, I go to like a class every now and then.
Can you kick?
I did it in high school. That's the one thing I haven't. I can because I'm flexible. And my front kicks are good, but I haven't nailed the like typical.
Only because you just don't try, right?
I've never
right
never tried, but my knees, man.
What's wrong with your knees? I just had a knee replacement, so.
Hey, well, what'd you get replaced?
My MCL.
So I tore that, tore my fucking MCL. What's, not ACL, there's another one. There's a third one.
ACL.
No.
MCL. PCL.
Maybe it wasn't.
Yeah, PCL. That was it. I got no PCLs. That was it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, tore a piece of cartilage. I just got fucked up knees since high school. For sports, just fucking around.
You blew your knees out doing a sport that wasn't even like, you were just
pogo
playing.
Stick. Not pogo.
Pogo sticking.
Bullshit.
No, I was running on the one and then the other one just tore. My lower body is not durable.
You could get that fixed. You know that, right?
Wow. Well,
fucking surgeries and stem cells and all that. They do crazy shit now.
I don't want, bro. By the time I was 18, I had like 5 to 6 surgeries on shit. Like, I don't want any more surgeries.
Okay.
It's why I like boxing, because my upper body, knock on wood, is durable. It's strong. That's where my muscle is. I got skinny legs, dude. Like, I'm the dude with the chicken legs.
Oh, okay. You know? You hide it well with the, it's the big shorts. That's how you do
it. No. We're going short shorts now. I know you're from Australia, you know.
But you're saying you got skinny legs.
Skinny.
You hide it well. I did not notice
they're not,
you got
they're
chicken
not
legs.
Skinny.
He's full of shit, right?
He's got muscular quads. He's not that. It's not that bad.
You're full of shit.
You see my brother's legs?
Not recently.
Got
your brother do stuff to his eyelashes?
Huh?
Does your brother do stuff to his eyelashes?
No.
Man, they are really cute.
They're cute. He can be cute sometimes.
That's going to sound really bad coming from me. I sincerely, I'm like, wow, check that out.
He's a cutie. Yeah. Miami
people
made
pay
him
for
more
those
cute.
Eyelashes. You know that?
No, he, nothing yet. It's funny. He got good looking. Like, I think we both got better looking we're aging like a fine wine. If I do
how
say
old
something,
are you
stuff.
Like 25?
25 now.
That's like when you're just supposed to figure out like your best look. Because you suck.
This is not
you're
my
like
best
shining.
Look.
It is a mullet.
I have a fucking mullet.
Why do you guys brush it forward so much?
We got big foreheads.
Is it that bad? Like you're saying that if you have like a hair slick back, you look stupid?
Yeah.
Pull it back. You don't have to.
I'll do it when I'm like.
Wow, it's that critical
older.
Of a thing to do,
no,
huh?
I know.
You have a normal forehead. What the
no,
fuck
it's
are you
big.
Talking about?
He is just it, looks, he looks like a,
put it
a
away.
Dolphin.
Put it away.
He looks like a dolphin.
I'm so sorry.
That's why you're worried about it.
Put
you got
it away.
Shitty friends like that.
No, eventually.
That's a great forehead.
Eventually my forehead will be out, but I can't just, I'm 25, man. Like I'm going to look like fucking Bieber till I'm, you know, probably 50, 60 years old. And then I'll go bald.
Don't go bald. Do the thing that take the pill.
Oh yeah, we're going to Turkey, dude.
No,
why do you have to go to Turkey? Take the
fucking, the hair.
They do
they
great
got,
surgery there.
Wait, Turkey. They don't have it here.
No, they do, but they're very fucking good in Turkey. They'll do your whole head for 5 Gs. They'll put you up in a 5-star resort. No one will know anything about it. Come back, you can get your dick sucked left and right because you got
Why
so much hair.
Why does everybody have to hide it? What's wrong with you people? So what? You got a little, you went bald.
We're in social media.
All right.
I stopped giving a fuck. We're selling
a fucking dream here, man.
I said, all right. I'm not trying to fight.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
all right.
I'll just fuck with you.
Nah, we're going to vlog it. We don't give a fuck anymore. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're going to tell everybody about it.
You are like the least bald person alive.
The back's.
Oh, you're
going to
do the donut.
Yeah.
He'll throw hands with my videographer if he catches the back of
back
his head.
Back of the head's pretty bad. I'm actually doing a sponsorship for it next week for a company.
You could get it tattooed.
Ooh. I'll do that.
If you tattooed like a cool logo or some shit on the back, like all black, then it kind of makes your hair look like you've got hair in the back. You won't
thinking
see
about putting the slayer.
Oh my gosh,
about putting
so
the
if
slayer.
You shave your head, then it looks like you have a yarmulke. Then you really look Jewish.
Thinking about putting the Slayer logo on it.
Pentagram.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have this in my notes.
It's all
Dylan's notes.
Yeah, it's not even his.
Is it true you used to go out looking for glory holes? Explain.
Can we talk about me killing a guy?
I thought you killed a guy.
How do you hunt a glory hole?
You don't just hunt a glory hole.
That's my question.
That snake hole, snake
like
hole.
What did that hunt look
I
like?
Didn't know. I don't know about hunt. I didn't know about these places, but there's places that are like, it's you pay to get admission to get in, and it's just a maze. It's mazes, upstairs, downstairs of booths. Like you go into any booth, and all of a sudden there's holes in the wall
the
everywhere.
The picture of the girl there?
No.
It's a surprise. Who knows?
It's never.
Who knows if it's a human?
Guy.
It's yeah, you don't
never
know what
a
it is.
Fucking surprise. It's a dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't let girls in there, and girls don't want to go in there because it's fucking nasty.
Well, there are some that have girls. It's not. It's definitely not all dudes. There's because you see videos
Oh, you mean a video of it? I'm just saying, is there a place where you can go and there's like 100 people in there and you put your dick in the hole and it gets sucked off and there's girls there?
When you say girls there, do you mean the ones doing the sucking or the ones there hanging out? Like what? What are you asking me?
Yeah, sucking.
I always thought that there was, man. Have I been lured in a?
He's like,
damn. Well, it looks like I have gotten my dick sucked by a guy. No, I'm just kidding. But damn, bro. So I always thought that was. I always thought glory holes were the most. And this isn't being judgmental.
How would you know, huh?
How did I know what?
No, go on with the main story. So you're looking at the maze.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, you just go. I mean, there's tons of people walking around, but then there's doors. You open the door, you go in, and there's like there'll be a hole right there, hole right there, and a hole right there. And
how do you choose?
It's like Sophie's choice.
It's up to whatever you want. The whole thing is supposed to be like
kind of fun. Like,
choose your own adventure.
Yeah, story.
I mean, sometimes they'll be like, because they put a little hand in the hole, like they tap their finger, which means put your dick in there.
Yeah, see what happens.
Or there's a dick sitting out there like, hey, who wants to suck it? So it's either that or the other.
Oh, sometimes there will be a dick coming through it.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's so there's people exciting. On. Oh, so basically this is just like it's a men's only party putting dicks in holes and sucking.
That's fire.
Wow.
And it's huge and it's packed.
Where the fuck was this? What country?
If there's one right now.
You're about to say a place in LA, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is it Trader Joe's?
Santa Monica and Highland, like just near there. I mean, obviously it's closed now because of the pandemic, but this place called where it's just
the zone
pumping.
They do boxing too. Believe it or not.
They don't do any of that.
Dude, wow. It's
pretty gnarly.
Didn't know DAZN was that's in business crazy. With that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I read this. I was like, what? You go around looking for Gloria, like just in the city?
I don't go around. No, that's not exactly what happened.
You know?
Somebody tells me about that place and I go, what? Bullshit. Same as someone says, hey man, there's this place in the bushes where all these people are all trying to gay off. I'm like, bullshit. And then I go.
You've been to Burning Man?
It's easy for me. No one's going to jump me. Like, I'm, you know, man, I don't have to worry. Like, ooh, spooky at night. Like, right. Fuck off.
It feels similar to me as like, remember those VHS videos back in the day called Faces of Death? And you're like, yo, there's a video where you could see a woman get killed by a refrigerator that falls. And you're like, fuck that. That's disgusting. Where do I get it? Like, it's the same kind of vibe. Like, let me go stick my dick in a...
Man, now you're making me feel bad.
No, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that.
I kind of used to like going there.
It's kind of like,
sorry.
I fucked it up for you.
It was kind of exciting. Well, now I wouldn't go because of the pandemic, but it's kind of exciting.
Talk about that for a second.
How exciting.
We don't want anybody to get COVID, but let's all just suck random cocks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
can't do that.
But it's just behind the hole, you just heard.
You know, like, didn't they say something about glory holes is the safest way to have sex? It was like an article in some thing in the magazine. I swear it was, right? I'm not lying.
Was it safe for you? Did you ever get an STD from a glory hole? Because I have here in my notes.
Yeah. I've got an STD from everything.
But from what though? Like a herpes?
You get an STD from a blowjob, man.
Herpes. Because there's other STD.
What? You get chlamydia and gonorrhea from a blowjob.
What's that? It's like mouth midia? Like how do you get clam?
No, you can.
That's
you can
fucking weird, dude.
It's not.
I understand you can do it, but like you can also, you know, bungee jump with a string. Like
a guy
you
that was,
can do it, but like it who's happened. Gotten fucking chlamydia from getting a fucking BJ?
Four times.
Wow. I'll just shut up right fucking now. I'll just shut my
After the fourth time, I was like, okay, so maybe just no glory hole at all then?
It burns when you pee.
It means you can't box as good and shit. You're all burnt out and tired for a while. And I don't think it's good for you to be on antibiotics like four times
all
a year
the time
because you're sticking your dick in some seedy hole.
Yeah.
Had to move on.
At some point, you just
stop. It's a fun experience.
It,
yeah. It's just everything you learn. It's like when my wife and I first had an open relationship, we were boning everybody because we could.
With permission?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So you have to run your proposed partner by your person you proposed to?
Or no? Because we had Kissa and Johnny Sins on the show. And they have a similar relationship where they're like, yeah, we can fuck kind of whoever we want outside of this relationship, but it can't
get permission first.
Yeah, but it's same with them. It can't be secret. They can't like you can't all of a sudden like be like,
if someone hits on me, I can't just bone her. I have to go hang on a second and say, hey, somebody really trying to bone me. She's cute. Is that okay?
Does she ever
and
say
if she
no?
She doesn't answer. Fuck yeah. It depends on who it is. She's like, fuck that shit, pig. No way you're fucking her. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. Cause she's certain looks where she's like,
how does she decide? And like, what's the determining factor of who you cannot have sex with in your open
relationship?
She
might not like that. That person might have said something weird to her or was too flirtatious in front of her. So she's like, yeah, nah, you can't, you're not going to get that one.
What about the other way? What about when she hits you up and is like, yo, like this dude's, you know, ready to.
Yeah, whatever. Well, it doesn't really happen that much anymore. It used to be a group thing. We just always get two girls, you know, or two guys, or just more people, and then we like Batman and Robin their genitals.
Yeah, sure. What's the max amount of people?
I don't know, like five or six or something.
Five or six.
Not like
that's your max. That's your max.
I mean, then we used to go to swinger parties, but then that got weird because usually a lot of people are really old, and that's kind of like sometimes a wife is kind of hot and the dude's super old, and I'm like,
he's like, hey, sonny, would you ever think about
or maybe the guy's kind of cute and the lady's not. I'm like, I'm not taking that one for the team. And vice versa, she said like, hell no, I'm not touching him. I'm like, fair enough. So, but in the end, it all just. We did it all, and then it got get bit all the time. There's girls that pretend they're into it, and they're not. They're just into me. So now they're doing some weird thing with her vagina, and she's looking at me like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. She said she was bi. So so then it just became like a got a couple people that we know, and that's it.
Will she get upset if you ask some to have sex with someone who she says no to, but – you still took a liking to them, obviously, enough to have sex with this person. Does that cause any
the gnarliest distress? One ever is there's somebody that I don't date, but I love her. She loves me. We are friends. If we see each other, we can bone. She lives in Texas and I've spent a weekend with her. And that was like she was like, so do you love her? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, okay, we need to talk. And I'm like, yep, we sure do. But it's love like, will you move to Texas and leave your wife? No, I love this person. Like, she's my friend. I also think she's really pretty and a great person, but I don't – it's like I love her. I got a couple of guy friends and I love them. I'm not going to marry them. I'm not leaving my wife. It's like I love you as a friend and you're really hot and we have sex. So that's like even more of a head fuck for everybody involved because she's like, you actually care for this girl. I'm like, yeah. So but that's how she only sleeps with guys that she cares about. She doesn't do the thing like we do. Sorry, maybe me, where you bone people and you don't need a mental connection.
Well, that's like how women, girls, that's how women girls, are.
Yeah, well, they not all the, of them, but a lot of them.
Has she hooked up with any of your friends?
Yeah.
Would your wife fuck Mike?
Probably not.
No, you could just say it.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you got a big dick.
Yeah.
Well, then you got a chance.
Yeah.
But I don't know how she is with, I mean, she likes people that look, you know,
like tattooed,
sketchy
like,
people.
Yeah, fucked up. I mean, see, that's the thing. I have to hide it. I'm fucked.
Oh, he's disgusting.
I'm horrified.
He's a sicko.
You might have a shot. I definitely don't make those decisions.
Damn, up until a couple weeks ago,
this
I could have probably.
This is a fucking wild conversation.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pull up on your wife, I think he said.
Who's pull? What do you mean pull up?
I think that. Dylan just got worried for a second there. Up until about a couple weeks
ago. I don't care. You can do it. Yeah.
What's her Instagram?
Underwear Wolf.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God.
I've seen her, bro. Nice. She's bad. This is why I ask for my boy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a thought. Maybe I'm.
Could I just say, up until a couple weeks ago, I would have had some bartering material here that might have sweetened the deal because I had a girlfriend that.
Oh, like you would bring something in.
Yeah.
Oh,
but something heavy, man. Like real heavy. But now I can't because I'm a lonely fucking piece of shit. I got nothing. Right. I can't sweeten the pot in any way, shape, or fucking
form. I'm sorry, Jason, if I made you uncomfortable, dude. It was a burning question on my mind. It's my job to run an entertaining fucked up show.
You're doing a great show.
Thanks.
And you type that shit up real fast. Yeah, very impressive.
It's weird. It popped up like it was already searched before.
You know Obama follows her?
Shut up.
Hey.
What?
Yo. Hey, Barack follows her on Twitter.
How come?
Because she's got an OnlyFans account. That's what happened when I got fired from Sirius. She started an OnlyFans account to pay the rent.
She also looks like she probably talks a little bit of shit about the right.
Yeah, a little bit.
She takes the piss out of her.
Wait, so Barack followed her because she started OnlyFans?
That's my theory. I feel like, I feel like there's like a lot of politicians follow people that start OnlyFans accounts. I don't think Barack follows her. I think that the person that follows that account follows her, that runs his account follows
her.
Well,
he follows like 300 something thousand people on Twitter.
It's
so
just
like
a
he'll
weird
follow
ass
anybody.
Person to follow out of here.
Yeah. I mean, how's she do on OnlyFans? Crushes?
Good, yeah.
Isn't it? What do you think of that whole industry?
I think it's great. I think it's really shitty that it seems like everybody frowns upon the people that want to do sex work. And I don't think you're really stopping the illegal sex work. From what I've got friends that work in that department of trying to stop sex trafficking, and they say how big it is and how much money it is.
Massive.
For the world, the globe is all just into it. And then, you know, my friend can't say OnlyFans because you're fucking the government, like, shadow bans Instagram, people that want to show their shit on camera. I'm like, they want to. They like it.
Well,
like, why would you take that away from them?
Well, not only that, but it finally got to a point where the industry was monetizing the people that did the work as opposed to the rich, you know, white dudes that own the fucking companies.
Like, it's like podcasting. These guys now, like my old school ass with the, I was the last person. I fucked up, man. If I had waited a little bit longer, I would have been a podcaster, not a fucking SiriusXM guy, because SiriusXM's like, we're the future. We're not radio. We're fucking something else. You are something else. You know what? You were like right here because you should have just gone all the way to podcast, but you did your own satellite, and that's like an old school thing as well. It's not up. You guys are up to speed with shit, but you also don't need a middleman. You could just do your show and you could book guests. And I feel like it's like now that I have a podcast and I just reach out to my friends or I have people that I'm like, that guy's cool. I wonder if he'll do the show. And then he does it. And I'm like, wait, why do I have all these other people? Why were all these other people involved in my show?
Yeah,
I had like 25 people.
Get out of here.
Got the smart amount.
Yeah, like 3-4.
I had people that were telling me what to do. So, and I didn't even know that person's name. And I'd been in this game for a long time.
You had a whole person that was just to give us water and bring us into the room. She was like, oh, yeah, guys, like, here, come into this room and gave us some water. And
that was actually the executive producer that didn't know how to do anything but get you water.
Wow. Wow. There's a lot of those in
Because
Hollywood.
You didn't get to pick your producer.
Yeah.
Not like now.
She did have, I will say.
We picked Dylan.
My producer's my wife now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, great.
She did for that.
Was she a producer first or a wife first?
She's been a producer for 3 months.
Oh, so wife.
So answer the question.
Wait, how long have you guys been married?
3 years. We've been together for 10.
How's it going? You liking the vibe of it? Is everything good?
It's perfect. For nice, a weird guy, I mean, from this interview, imagine somebody being in love with me. Be tough, right?
No,
that's okay.
It's probably just a lot. Not tough, just a lot.
Sure.
You know? Okay.
That's
you
a nicer way to put it. Yes, it's a lot. It is a lot. And she's a troubled individual as well. So we do well together.
You never know how those are going to work out. I feel like
it's weird.
I'm telling you, it's the therapy, and then
together or separate.
I
or
do
both.
Therapy because I'm way more fucked up than her, and then I pretend I'm the therapist whenever there's shit going on with my wife and I. Where I just do his brain in my brain. Same as like if I'm bartering with people with stuff. There used to be a thing where you're like, no, we can't help it. I'm like, the fuck you mean you can't help me? And now I have a therapist. I go, well, look, guys, can we like have a discussion about, like, there's this other thing that another gear that I own that I never had growing up.
You crushed it. Cause I thought I had a fellow fuck up like myself and I got in a relationship. And then as soon as we got in a relationship, it was like a fucking sheet came off. She's like, ha ha, let's get married right now, by the way. And I was like, what the fuck, dude? I thought you were fucking as fucked up as me.
I bet that too.
What? Dude, it was so weird. She was like, listen, here's the deal. Like, I really enjoy going to bed around 8:30, but I'll push it to 9 if it's, you know, if we want to really turn up. I'm like, dog, what the fuck's good? I literally got in a relationship with you because how fucked up you're supposed to be. And everybody thinks you're fucked up, and now you're just a normal ass fucking white picket fence ass get a collie and live in fucking Idaho type fucking
normal. My first wife was a stripper, and I met her on ecstasy. And then when we got married, I wasn't allowed to smoke weed anymore. And if I came home high and she found out because the Visine didn't kick in or something, she would beat me up. And people never believed it until somebody overheard a beatdown one night where I got super beat up, and then the next day I was all bloody and shit.
Is that why you started boxing?
No.
You just would take it?
Yeah, because she was a little girl. He can't do nothing. No, but he couldn't do anything back.
You don't have to fight her back, but at least I found subdue her.
It wouldn't stop until she landed a good one, so I would just let her land.
Yeah,
Jason, come on.
I've taken
This was a long time ago. You punch
like,
me
like
now.
One or two, maybe three, four, five beatings, you know, who knows? But eventually, like...
I was terrified of her. Okay, she beat the one time at the DC, DC flew me to Aspen, and I was there to like do a club appearance, and she goes, be back by 12. And I got back at 2, drunk. And when I walked in, she goes, what the fuck? It's 2 in the morning. I was like, oh, fucking get over it. So I was super drunk, and I just didn't know who I was talking to. And she just goes, whoa, sucker kick in the dick. And I go, drop to my knees, like, oh, my God. And then sucker kick to the face.
Nice.
And it goes, wrong. And now, because I know now from boxing, I'm like, I'm in the.
You got rocked.
Yeah, I'm she fucking. All of a sudden, I feel. Oh. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, oh my God, you still punching me? Really?
Stop.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then, you get, you know, and then I go into the living room and I'm sitting on the couch and she comes and she goes, what the fuck are you doing in there? I'm like, I don't know, just hanging out on the couch. Get the fuck in the bedroom now, you cunt. That's how she spoke.
Like, damn. Like, what did she want you to do? To go to sleep?
Yeah.
Or? No,
so
because-
I just got in bed. I got in there. I went in the bedroom like a bitch and lied in there and then woke up in the morning with blood all over the pillow because she fucked my face up. And then I just show up to get on the bus with all the DC team and the DC photographer guy goes, Jason, I need to talk to you, man. And I'm like, yeah, man, what's up? And he's like, I'm in the room next to you, okay? Nobody deserves, nobody, I don't care how big you are. That's you need to fucking get a divorce. You need fucking anger management. You need to get the fuck out of here. She is fucked up. And I was like, well, you think that's, well, that's an interesting point. Never thought
of that. hey, we're laughing, but it's actually fucked up. It's sad.
I just didn't know any better, you know? Yeah. And then one more time, she beat me up for coming home.
Jesus.
I live with this pro skateboard friend, and I came back to the house with sunglasses on. I'm a real bad liar. I can't lie very good.
She's like, God damn it, Jason, how high are you? He's like, hi, how are you?
I said, no, I'm not. And then I get on my stomach and start playing the video game, and my friend, he's on the couch. And she's like, take the glasses off. And I'm like, I don't need to take the fucking glasses off.
No.
I'm not fucking high, so just get over it. playing. Take your fucking glasses off. I go, there, are you fucking happy? And then I go back to playing the video game. I'm like, I wonder if my eyes are bloodshot or not. I don't know. You know what I mean? I did put eye drops in. And then all of a sudden, she jumped in the air from behind and stomped my fucking back of my head into the ground. And then starts kicking me in the head. And I see my friend running up the staircase to his bedroom. He ran off on me and let her fucking foot stomp me.
He still stayed there?
No, he ran up to his bedroom and then he told me, he's like, man, you can't live with her. And then that was the end of it. That's when I said, you can't, I got to move out.
Jesus.
And that was the end of it. But I got beat up a lot by her. And then nobody believed me. She was so hot and so little and cute. You just never, and she talked like little, she said little cute words and things like that. And then she'd be, listen here, you fucking, and go the other side.
So she
after
would,
we got
so
married though, like you, after I married her,
she
then
tricked
she
you.
Did that.
She tricked you.
She tricked
did she call,
you.
Did she tell you instead of saying she wanted to get pizza, she'd be like, you want to get some pizza? Like, did she put like little random Y's on the end of her
everything
words?
Everything had a Y on it.
Yeah, that, I mean, we've had the same, did she ever, after she beat the living shit out of you, did she ever then try to get you to have sex with her right after that?
No. Okay. No, that was
no,
not
no,
happening.
Completely. I'm not saying that ever happened to me either.
Good for you though.
Yeah, it's hypothetical. It's that was a made up scenario.
Do.
That wasn't real life. That was not
well because
real
they're
life.
Both animalistic things, right? And they go hand in hand with.
I don't like my penis reacts badly to people beating me.
Same. And it was always
like
hard.
The last thing, you know, the last thing hard. I want to do after somebody beats me up for
fuck.
No reason,
have sex. Yeah.
Fuck them,
right?
Like fuck you, I hate you.
Oh my God.
Well, I think we'll probably end on the domestic violence note.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Well said, Jason. Well said, Jason. Thanks for coming on Impulsive, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. That was fun. That was hella fun. Guys, if you're not subscribed, don't even worry about it. All right, we'll see you next episode. Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.